Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we have special guest Burgalicious from The Traders, and he opens about his experience on the show, including things that happen on The Traders that never actually aired.
Nope, but okay, whatever. We're just going to go with it.
Okay.
Hi, Burgalicious.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining us. So I feel like you were just so liked on The Traders. You were the breakout. What was your casting like? We're so excited to have you on, by the way. We got so many questions from our listeners, but people want to know what your casting situation was like to get onto The Traders.
Yeah, honestly, so this is what happened. So get done filming Love Island. Taylor and I get our own hotel room. We wake up the next morning and we knew we were going to meet with the EPs. Like, it's a goodbye. Like, thank you so much for having me on Love Island. I had a wonderful time. It's like your time to thank them. So my girlfriend Taylor went there and hers lasted like 15 minutes. And then I went and did mine. And then there was an NBC exec and then the executive producers of Love Island there. And I met with them. And then I met with the NBC exec. And she was like, we'd love for you to be on Traders.
And I'm like,
I've never heard of Traders. I have no idea what's it about, but I just deferred from physical therapy school while I was in Love Island because I was like, I'm not going to be back in school in time because I'm still going to be in Love Island. So I was like, I will for sure do it because I have no job right now. I have nothing. So I will definitely take it. And then she's like, perfect. You're going to leave in like 20 days. So then you get done. So then I go back and tell Taylor about it. She's like almost crying. She's like, you're going to leave me for like a month now. Just like are finally going home after Love Island. And, you know, we talked it through. I'm like, I have to take this opportunity. I want to do another show. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. And don't worry, I'm not going to be talking to anybody else because I'll be isolated for a whole month.
And right.
So it ended up working out perfectly fine. And, you know, right away, once I got back from Scotland, I immediately flew to her and spent like a week with her, and then she flew back up. So we've been super good about it. But that was my casting experience. It was literally get done filming Love Island. The next day, before I even flew home from Fiji, they were asking me to go do Traders.
Did you expect that?
No, because like you look at all the other Love Island cast, like how many times do people get casted from one show to the other?
Right.
And did you realize how big Traders was going to be? Like, even now when it's playing out, did you realize how big this was?
I still don't fathom it because I don't know what, like, number one unscripted show means. But, I like, today at work, right before I left, I had a fan come up and, like, can we get a selfie real quick as I'm leaving? Like, I just got done with work and, like, I'm on my way out. I need to go do this podcast, but I took a picture with them real quick.
And that's awesome.
The funny thing is, too, because I'm with Taylor. So her and I were in, like, California together. And people were stopping us. I'm like, oh, they're getting a Love Island picture. No, they're like, they just wanted to get a picture with me. They didn't have any idea who my girlfriend was.
Oh, my gosh. Did Taylor wonder why you and not me?
No, she kind of understood because, like, she just dropped in CASA.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was there for, like, less than half the season, if that makes sense, at the back end of it.
Well, I have to ask, how'd you get on Love Island? I need to know about that process.
Do you want the long story or the short story?
Whatever.
Okay, so we're going to go back to December of 22. I was alone. I just finished my final exams. I went to work, and then I was, like, lonely. I'm like, I don't have a Christmas date this year. I'd love to have a Christmas date. And then I turned on Netflix, and there was Love Island in, like, the top 10 trending shows. So I watched season one. Watched like the first two episodes and I was like, why don't I apply for it? I stayed up for like the next 8 hours. I watched like 8 episodes of the first season of Love Island. And I was just working on like filling out the application. Like there's 105 questions for it.
Wow.
And I put like three paragraphs for each question. And I was like, yeah, I'm just lonely. Like I'd love to love someone, blah, blah, blah. Like I gave every answer very thoroughly. And I forgot I even applied, and I got a call back like 4 months later. They're like, we just saw your application. Would you still be interested in doing some interviews? I was like, hell yeah, I would be.
Wow.
They're like, perfect. Send us a casting video. And so this was like the middle of March now. And I went outside. It was like just snow everywhere. And I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. I was like, hey guys, it's Bergie. Let's go. I'd love to be in the Love Island villa. It's cold outside. I'd rather be in Fiji. And I just sold them on by pitch there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know the UK, have you watched the UK one?
I have not.
Oh, UK, so good. So, I mean, not that, like, you're obsessed with the show, but as viewers and people that are into reality, the UK one is amazing, too.
Yeah. The thing is, so I called my stepsister. I'm like, hey, I'm, here, like, in this casting process for Love Island. And she's like, well, I only watched the UK one. The US one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried watching the US one, but I find myself watching UK a little bit more. It's very different. It's very different. But it's so interesting to know that you were on there and you actually found love.
Yeah, it worked out. Because there's only, like, three couples still together in, like, the history of Love Island, like, USA.
Wow. Yeah.
Three or four. It's not really high.
So when you, so back to the traders, when you got cast, did you go and watch the previous season?
Yeah. So I went home, watched the first season. Like I watched like an episode a day. And then once I got to episode five, I was like hooked on it. Cause like,
yeah,
it started to get Cody out and I was like, oh my gosh, are they actually gonna get Cody out? So like that's when I feel like the show picks up is like when the traders are about to get banished. I feel like that's like the most exciting part of the show.
Yeah, yeah, the first few episodes could be a little bit slower, and then the more you get into it, it's exciting. But I felt like with your guys' season, it was exciting right away.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Like by episode three, it's like, oh my gosh, like the whole poison setup was amazing. Right. Like, well done by Parvati and Dan. Like they made that so entertaining too.
So good.
Yeah, like
we do a lot of we do mostly Bravo shows, but a lot of the housewives. So who was your favorite housewife that was on the show with you?
Oh my god! Obviously, gonna be Phaedra. Like,
yeah.
The funny thing is, too. So I flew into Amsterdam, and then on my way to Scotland, I was sitting right next to Phaedra on my way to the flight. And so, like, right from the get go, her and I already had that like instant connection because like we both sat next to each other on the flight. And the other thing is too, like, I was putting up my suitcase above the like the latch where you sit.
Yeah.
Can you get help me with my bags? She's like, yeah, sure. She's like, where are you going, honey? I was like, I'm just going to Scotland because you're not supposed to share any information. And yeah. She goes, you going to a castle? I was like, yeah, I'm going to a castle. So we already had like a little inside scoop and she shared me about all of her family. And I shared like, I was just on Love Island. I met Taylor and like, we just information for like an hour before.
Such a character. So that'd be amazing to sit next to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the best plane rides, you know, just talking nice. For an hour.
What was your first impression of Tamra?
Oh, so I did a bodybuilding competition and Kevin and I were talking about because Kevin also was like into bodybuilding and apparently Tamra was into bodybuilding. So I was this woman can be like very consistent and very like adamant, like because bodybuilders are very consistent and very adamant and like their stuff. So I was like, don't piss her off.
Right. Like,
impression.
And how about Sheree?
So during the Scarecrow Challenge, we were in the same mission. Like I was on the Housewives team, if you remember that. I had like Larsa, Michelle, MJ, Sheree, and Phaedra.
Yeah.
And then John too. I called her Sheree, and she like, immediately went, no, it's Sheree. I was like, okay, it's Sheree.
Yeah.
Again, pretty much with all the Housewives, it was like, don't piss them off.
Right.
That was my impression.
Well, like, speaking of Sheree, so, like, she's not shown as much, but she's been in there as long as, like, she's even still in there right now while we're watching. Do you think it's because, like, they're not creating that much drama, or is it, like, is it hard for the cast, like, for the production to really, like, highlight different people?
Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, plus more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. These are also 2-minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. This is super convenient, especially if you're a mom like me who's busy with work and the young children, that right when they get to bed, I'm excited to pop these in and eat. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up needed. Head to factormeals.com/TRH and use code TRH to get 50% off. That's code TRH50 at factormeals.com/TRH to get 50% off.
Addie. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drive can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy or flibanserin is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDY.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDY.com.
I think it's hard, like they're trying to focus on one storyline, and you could honestly make an episode probably focused about one person and what they're thinking, but they want to focus on the traitors and not like what are all the faithfuls doing. Because, yeah. Like Sheree was in our group of five, like immediately after we got done with that discussion, when it was like the split castle, we immediately had like Sheree in our group because she was also outside during the bird challenge. So like we trusted Sheree, yeah, because we're like, there's no way she's a traitor. Otherwise she saw me and Trishelle go into the walled garden to get the shield. So she knew we had the shield as well. So that's something that didn't get shown either. So like we really trusted Sheree, and she was pretty much in our group of five, but they don't ever show that.
Yeah, that's, I was so curious because I'm like, she's still in it and like she's barely shown. So I'm like, okay, I wonder like who her alliance is other than, you know, Phaedra. So that's very
interesting. And she's so out there in her show. So I'm like, why don't we see her personality here? But there's so many of you guys. So it's like, how can you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. I was also going to say, she kind of like alienated herself in the beginning too. Cause it's like the round tables too. It's like, who do you vote for? And then she would have like, she didn't want to vote for people because she didn't have enough. Like she didn't want to vote for Peppermint. She didn't want to vote for Max. And then she didn't want to vote for, who was the third? Oh, Larsa. She didn't want to vote for Larsa. Yeah. But John. And right. She was mad, but she like, yeah. So I think that was part of the problem too.
Well, so you brought up the poison scene. How did none of you guys see her do that? I'm still so confused about this.
So I think that's the first night they let us drink like heavily. Okay. I think we got 3 or 4 glasses of wine, and I still can't remember, but I'm wondering if they gave us a day off and then we came back to the castle. So not only are we trying to remember what happened, but we're trying to remember what happened like 2 nights ago instead of like last night. Good days off as well. So I'm trying to remember. I don't know, but I think they probably gave us a day off and then we were trying to think like a whole day prior. If that makes sense. So then you were like that much further from like who got poisoned.
Yeah. I do have to ask, because I am watching Love Island All-Stars, and you just said you had 3 to 4 glasses of wine that they allowed. In Love Island All-Stars, they only allow you to have 1 glass of liquor. Is that how it is in the U.S.?
I think we got 1/2 a glass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one night, there was 2 nights in the whole season they gave us like 2 full glasses, and your tolerance is just shot. So when you get those 2 full glasses, that's like the 2 nights you're actually going to get a little drunk. But like,
did you feel it?
Oh, I like the first night I felt it, and like the second time I felt it too.
Wow. And do they tell you why? Like they just don't want you guys to get too crazy?
I don't know. I think there was like a thing like in the UK season where like there was like maybe like a sexual thing that happened.
Oh, and okay.
Protect themselves.
Yeah. So yeah, that completely makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I just thought about that when you mentioned the amount of wine. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who
a lot of the questions. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say a lot of the questions, which I think we know this, but you guys don't sleep in the castle, correct? Because everyone's like, how do they not hear the traitors getting out in the middle of the night and, like, you know, going in? So you guys don't sleep in the castle, right?
I can't answer that. Like, you get put in a room. Another person is in that room with you to make sure you don't leave for a long time. And that's what happens.
Yeah. Okay. So you're in a hotel.
Yeah. Did you have your phone with you? You guys don't have your phone on you, right? The whole time filming. No. Yeah. That's hard. That's very isolating.
Yeah. Well, not the whole time. So they give us one phone call every week, and they said it would be like 10 minutes, but I would get like 30 minutes with Taylor. Like,
Okay.
It all depended like who you had like chaperoning you to, but like you get like one phone call every week. And I know some of the parents like that were on the show, like they'd get maybe multiple phone calls.
Oh, that's good.
Other kids. So
yeah, that's nice.
Who did you suspect when you first, you know, got there?
Oh, see, I have a journal. So right away, I wasn't going to trust any of the Survivor players. I wasn't going to trust Dan. I knew the cast got leaked while I was at the airport about to fly.
Oh. I
did research on everybody before I
came
to. So I already had a little tip. I'm like, okay, Dan could easily be a traitor and get away with it. So he was already on my radar. Same with the Survivor players. It's like, those guys are strategists. And I'm trying to think, but like from stepping out of the van, I was actually suspicious of Deontay Wilder right away. Like, this is before we even select the traitor. So I'm like, Deontay Wilder would be a good one.
Even Johnny, even though he was out right away, but Johnny Bananas, if like he didn't get murdered, I feel like you guys would all pick him as a first, as a traitor right away.
Yeah. I had Johnny Bananas as one. And then who was the last one? Oh, I had John the politician, just because dirty, you know? So I was like, maybe they picked John just because.
I feel like they should have recruited John, by the way. Phaedra should have recruited him, because you guys all think he's 100% a faithful. And she ended up choosing Kate. What'd you think about her choosing Kate in the last episode?
Kate was a bad decision. And I don't think John would have taken it. John would have been murdered. John would have taken the murder. He was there. Yeah, whole purpose being there. He had like some things happen in his past as a politician, and he wanted to be seen as a good guy. So like that was the whole purpose. He was there.
Oh.
I mean, he got recruited with an ultimatum. I think he would take the murder. Like, he would take the high road.
No. So, and like, maybe that's why Phaedra didn't choose him.
Yeah, that's probably a good pick. I think Phaedra should have picked CT with the whole showman's going on right now. I think that would have been great. Seeing them in the turret. And then also, I think Trishelle would have been a good one. Who else? I think, you know, someone that already has suspicion on them, recruit them and then throw them under the bus the next day. That way you look like a great traitor hunter. Like, they were just throwing you under the bus because they're a traitor. Like, that's what I should do. Like, maybe throw Sandra or someone that, like, could easily be picked as a traitor. And then you try to bring as much evidence to the table. And, like, throw them under the bus. That way they're like, oh, Phaedra can't be a traitor. It was just the traitors trying to throw her under the bus all of a sudden.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's smart. Would you have taken it if they asked you to be a traitor?
So, not when Peter got selected. But if they asked me after that, I think I would have. Because after seeing, like, where everybody stood after the, what do you call it? The sacrifice ceremony, then I was a little pissed. So, I was like, yeah. Nah.
Yeah. But, You guys didn't light my torch.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Well, you brought up Sandra. I was going to ask you about Sandra. Were you surprised watching that she's been wrong about everything?
No, because I lived it. I went, she was convinced that Peter or I was a traitor. So when I walked in with the shield and go, I have the shield, they cut all this out. Sandra stood up out of her chair and started pointing at me. Bergie's the traitor. He's an idiot. He thought himself would, like, get all suspicion off of him. And she just went on this, like, tangent of, like, why I'm a traitor for, like, 2 minutes in front of everybody. And they didn't show any of it.
Why did they show it?
I have no idea. Because it didn't stick to, they only have an hour, you know? But I think that would have been so comedy if they did show it. Because she, like, stood up out of her chair and was adamant.
Right. I was going to ask, when did you film Confessionals?
This is like the tricky part. When in the beginning, it's like whenever there's like someone else not in it. But there was, and as the season progressed, it would be like while we're eating, like lunch and dinner. So that way, like, you're not getting your strategy time interrupted. But in the beginning, like when Janelle got banished, I was gone. Like, so I got the shield, right? So they wanted to film me that I had the shield. So I went into my confessional and I get out and it's like time for the round table. So I missed all conversations after the challenge. So I was freaking out. I'm like, Janelle, your name's on the table right now. Like, what do you mean? Like, what happened while I was gone for 35 minutes? So like, I had no, like, so then we go into the round table and I'm like, I have to throw everything I have. So I was like calling out Dan, I was calling out Parvati, and then Janelle threw out Sandra and CT's name, so that didn't help her case.
Yeah.
We threw out Parvati's name and they didn't show any of that again too.
Right. Well, if you thought Dan was a traitor from the beginning, why did it take a little bit longer for him to get murdered?
Or banished?
Or banished, yeah, banished.
I'll start. So I was working with Larsa and MJ right away, because if you remember the three, I call them out right away. And then Deontay Wilder scared the hell out of me when he said he's not a traitor. And I was just like, I'm not going to argue here with Deontay Wilder. He gave this convincing argument like Max was a traitor. I was like, okay, I got to go with Deontay Wilder here.
Yeah.
So that there was that. Then the next day, everybody was adamant that it was Larsa. And I was like, okay, I don't think Larsa's a traitor, but I don't think CT's a traitor. And like, it was either, while I was sitting there, I felt like it was either Larsa or CT that I was going to get banished. So I was like, I'd rather have CT here than Larsa. So then I voted for Larsa. If you remember, I was like, I don't even think you're a traitor, but I'm voting for you.
Yeah.
Responds with, well, CT's going to murder you next week or whatever. But that was my problem. Then what was the next one? Janelle's banishment. So then I did vote for Dan.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It definitely seems like you have to go with what everyone is throwing out to sometimes, even though you have your suspicions, which would drive me insane if I was at the round table.
Yeah, because you don't want to like be singled out and then like you vote for someone else. Like, let's say like the Peppermint vote. I was the only one that didn't vote for Peppermint. And then Peppermint stood up in the circle and says, I am a traitor. Everyone's going to be pointing the finger at you. It's like, why did you vote for Peppermint? Are you?
Right.
Yeah.
So like that's like the worrisome, and then you don't want to be the ones being like singled out either, because even if you're incorrect about, let's say I said Dan was a traitor and I'm the only one that votes for Dan, and then someone murders me, but it, like Dan's not a traitor, then everybody thinks, oh, Dan's the traitor because Bergie said he was a traitor, but I was incorrect too.
Yeah, that's so, true.
Because the traitors could use that and be like, oh, now we can get rid of another player just from banishment.
Yeah. Was there anyone that was cast that left you with a bad impression?
How so?
Just you were kind of surprised by them, and not in the best way possible. Maybe they weren't as nice, or you were just surprised about them. I mean, there's a lot of people that were cast.
Or maybe they didn't care to get to know you in a sense, because they probably thought, like, you know, they're just there. They thought they're better than you or someone else.
See, I never really got that impression from anybody. And the problem was, you don't get a lot of time to like have conversations. Like, because let's say breakfast is at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And at noon, right? So you have like a little bit of time to have your conversation. Then you have to go get ready for the mission. You have to get dressed. You have to go do your mission. And then you do the mission. And then you have to undress from the mission, get changed. And then you have a little bit of time, maybe like an hour before the round table. And then you have your, what feels like maybe a 2-hour round table, and then whatever else. So it's just like,
you go back to the hotel.
Yeah. So no. But it's like, you don't have like a lot of, so like once you start making like people you're strategizing with, then you kind of like just kind of stick with them. So I didn't really get to meet everybody. Like I barely knew Larsa. I didn't really know Marcus. I didn't really know Peppermint. I didn't really know Bananas. Like, you know, I just saw them. I didn't really get to have a conversation with them.
Right. Were you shocked when you were murdered, or did you expect that at all?
I was shocked when I got murdered from the bird challenge. I wasn't shocked the second time.
Oh, okay.
Because the first time I was like, nobody wants to murder me. And like, I'm calling out Dan. And if he's a traitor, that'd be like the worst move ever to be murder someone that's adamant that you're a traitor. Because now everybody's like, well, Bergy said you were a traitor. Why? I think you're a traitor. So I just thought that was a bad move. And like, why would they murder me? And then when I died the second time, I think it made sense because I'm like a guaranteed faithful, and you really don't want guaranteed faithfuls in your game.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Or twice in a row. So it was just like,
yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. Were you upset when you did it hit you more than you thought it would, or did you understand it's a game?
So I was upset in the sense that, like, you know, like there's a murder and a banishment every day.
Yeah.
Murdered because of a twist, if that makes sense. Like,
right.
Like, I'm not mad at anybody for not picking me, but it was just like, that was like, I wanted to banish Parvati. Like, I've been on Parvati for like 3 days or 4 days now.
Right.
The opportunity to take her out, and like, she gets to murder me.
Right.
Yeah.
How did it feel when you like are watching it now and you actually know that Phaedra is a traitor?
So the thing is, I probably would have voted with Peter this past episode.
Yeah.
Even though that would have hurt.
No.
Yeah. And the other thing is too, I almost wanted to vote for Dan because I thought it was freaking hilarious that he threw Phaedra's name out there. But yeah. I'm like, what if it's Phaedra off? I'm like really close with Phaedra. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. But
do you think it was smart for them to go and pick, you know, like Trishel was like on this like whole thing where it's like, we need to get Phaedra out first before we get Parvati. Did you think that was smart to do, or should they have just waited and then people would have went with what they said?
That's tough. Like for the numbers game. Yes. But yeah. Not the problem is they look hella sus with, you know, using Parvati. It's like, why are they using a traitor to help them in their game?
Right. You know,
did Peter actually take the recruit and was like gonna help Parvati banish Phaedra? You know, so I think it hindered their game, but it could have been a good tactic to use if they had more numbers to vote out Phaedra, but they didn't have the numbers.
Yeah.
And I think
people have never done it.
Yeah, and I don't think it's ever been done.
Like, yeah.
Traitor, but we'll vote with you if you vote for this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. Now, when you're in, let's say you were in a hotel, okay, and then you see someone else, you just happen to run into them. Did you ever have private conversations with the cameras not being there, or were they really good with that?
Hypothetically, there is security everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like,
okay.
Or that, like, stayed up all night to make sure you never left. Hypothetically.
So the reason we know this too is like 10 years ago, we did like a family game show, and it was one of those things where you have to like stay in a hotel and there was someone at the door at all times, like who would walkie talkie things and stuff like that.
So no phones, no nothing. Yeah, no, so it was crazy.
No, it would get really boring though too. So do you have any regrets about how you played?
No, because I look back on it. It's like, as a faithful, like I've been so pissed if I was just trying to stay under the radar the whole game. And then I got murdered episode 9 and I didn't do anything. I didn't get any screen time, didn't do anything. Like, so that's why I was like, okay, being an alliance. I'm like, we're going to be the biggest target. We're riding this out until we all die. And I was just like, cause you know how pissed I would, like, it would suck so much that I was there the whole time. And then you get murdered right before the end. And
right. It looks, yeah, no.
But like that was the game we were trying to play. So I was like, you know what? I'd rather survive murder and do all these crazy things and die that way than just, you know.
Yeah, Bergy episode 1 compared to what we've seen, like you were night and day. So like, good job for getting out of your shell and all those things, because you really did play a good game.
Thank you. Was that Love Island episode 1 or is that...
Both actually. I mean, even like your Bergy and Love Island compared to Traitors is so different.
Thanks. And there was only like a 20-day in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say it about that. Oh, and that's like my thing too. Like episode 1, like anytime I'm meeting new people, I'm like overwhelmed. And then
You
act like, hey, now one of you's a traitor, try to figure it out, and then I'm just getting grilled about like, are you a traitor?
Right.
Like, why are you talking fast? Why are you doing this? Why is your face red? Why are you sweating? Like, immediately, like, I feel like I'm in customs and I don't have any cocaine, but they're wondering why.
Did you want to be a traitor?
Not this time, but I definitely want to be a traitor next time. Yeah.
So would you come back on the show?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Are you going to start doing like reality game shows like this? Are you interested in that? You said you were, so I don't know if you're interested in doing that.
Oh, I would have 100% be interested in doing whatever Peacock wants me to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We did get asked how the order works for breakfast. Like, do you see anybody or is it really secretive and all that stuff? You really don't know when you walk in.
I don't know if I can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't want to like talk about it and then get in trouble. So let's.
Right. Do you regret trusting Peter as much as you did, or were you happy about that?
No. So Peter and I, day one, walked into the castle and they could have showed that, like, we were best friends right when we got out of the van. I'm like, that's Peter from The Bachelor. Like, I was just like googly eyes. I'm like, holy crap. Cause I watched Hannah Brown's season. I'm like, I've seen before. Cause like, I still haven't seen my season of Love Island yet. So it's just like watching someone else on TV that I've watched. Like, I was just like, oh, there's Peter. So like him and I were walking around the castle. We were looking at everything, like the knights and armor. Like, we went to the kitchen. Him and I just explored the castle and we were like best friends from then on. And it's just like, I could never betray you. And I think that was his downfall too. He could never betray me.
Right. That's awesome though.
Yeah.
And did you walk away with friendships? Like, do you still talk to some of these people?
I talk to Janelle, Peter, Trishelle probably at least once a week. And I talk to Phaedra probably every 3 weeks to a month.
Oh, wow. When did you film this?
I don't know if I can say that either.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure it's illegal.
Well, actually, I think, so it was September and October.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, yeah, that was pretty recent, though. Mm-hmm. And you said that you're around snow. What state are you from?
Minnesota.
Oh, okay. We're in Michigan. We're Michigan. So there's a lot of snow. Yeah. So we understand snow. So our final question for you is, what's next for you?
I'm working on a YouTube right now. I just paid for cameras, mics. I'm going to do like a Burgalicious update and then the Burgalicious update will be like vlogs and stuff like that. Me with my girlfriend, just stuff in between, probably like a weekly update. And then Nerd Out with Bergie. I'm in the Star Wars. I'm in the Marvel. So I'm thinking about doing like reviews and just nerding out pretty much. And if Peacock asks me for another show, I'll definitely hop on.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are such big fans of you and we hope to see you on reality game shows, even like the challenge in MTV. I think you would do very well on that.
I do too. Cause I was talking to Bananas when we were in New York City and it's just like, I don't want to be the worst one there. That's like, I'm down to play it as long as I'm not the worst one.
Right.
I just don't want to look bad.
Well, you're good at making friendships. So yeah. I think that will help you.
Wait, I have one last thing. You saw Larsa and Marcus together. And then did you hear about their breakup?
Yeah. And then I heard they got re-back together.
Yeah. How is your relationship?
Your reunion, the reunion is coming up, correct? March. Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah. I heard Andy Cohen's going to ask him about it. Cause I'm not into the whole like Marcus and Larsa showmance, like I don't want romance, but their romance. I have no idea what's going on with them. I haven't seen them since the show because they got eliminated so quickly in the show.
Yeah, right away. So yeah, you're right about that. You probably didn't see as much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We're so happy and we can't
have fun on this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. It had fun. This is one of the more fun podcasts.
Okay. Yay.
Thank you. All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank good you. Luck. Thank you, Burgalicious.
Thank you.